This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope while being interviewed for the feature-length documentary Francesco that premiered Wednesday at the Rome Film Festival. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The papal thumbs up comes midway through the film that delves into issues Francis cares about most. The pontiff saying homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. What we have is a civil union law, he says. That way, they are legally covered. While serving as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Francis endorsed civil unions for gay couples as an alternative to same-sex marriages. However, he has never come out publicly in favor of civil unions as Pope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Earlier in the day, Pope Francis was back to his maskless ways despite surging coronavirus infections across Europe and growing criticism of his behavior and the example it sets. It came just a day after wearing a face mask for the first time during a liturgical service. Francis shunned a face mask again during his Wednesday general audience in the Vatican Auditorium and didn't wear one when he greeted a half dozen bishops, also not wearing masks, at the end. Vatican regulations require face masks be worn indoors and out where distancing can't be guaranteed. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday his government will not buy China's Sinovac vaccine against COVID-19, just one day after the health minister said it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Bolsonaro said on social media, quote, "For sure, we will not buy the Chinese vaccine," end quote. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of stimulus action. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals and negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiation move forward. Unidentified gunmen took up to 20 people hostage in Georgia Wednesday in a branch of the Commercial Bank of Georgia in the town of Zugvidi, a TV channel reports police saying. They say negotiations were underway and the gunmen were demanding $500,000. One hostage, a pregnant woman, was released, police said, and they had blocked the area around the bank in the town center. An anti-terrorist public prosecutor told a news conference the Chechen teenager who beheaded a French teacher for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class had paid students to identify the teacher in front of the school. The prosecutor confirmed contact had been established between the teen suspect and an angry parent at the school, northwest of Paris, who called on social media for the teacher to be fired. The speaker of Nigeria's lower chamber Wednesday said there were, quote, a number of casualties as a result of gunfire, end quote, following shootings Tuesday night in the Lagos district of Lekki. Soldiers shot at protesters, witnesses told Reuters. Demonstrators objecting to police brutality and demanding wide-ranging reforms have led demonstrations across Nigeria for nearly 2 weeks. The governor of Nigeria's Lagos state tweeted Wednesday one person has died and about 30 were injured in the shooting. The human rights group Amnesty International issued a statement on Twitter saying there was, quote, credible but disturbing evidence of fatalities from the shooting. Wednesday, Russia said it hoped to resolve its differences with the United States on extending a key nuclear arms control treaty amid signs the gap between the two sides is narrowing. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said work on extending the New START treaty was continuing at the level of experts. He told reporters, quote, "We hope that all differences about the issue will be overcome through dialogue," end quote. The treaty expires in February. Peskov was speaking a day after the United States welcomed a proposal by Moscow to prolong the New START by a year if both sides agreed to freeze their stocks of all nuclear warheads for that period. If you'd like to know more on these and other stories, please visit us on voanews.com or download our app. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.